Ed Blakeley has served in different capacities under a succession of presidential administrations, has guided government policy on urban planning, and is a widely cited academic. My name is Sean Britton, and each week Ed and I have a chat about what's the latest news out of the United States, talking everything politics, planning and policy from sea to shining sea. Find us on iTunes, Wooshka, Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. We touched on this last week, but Donald Trump has gotten into a running battle of he said, she said with Maisha Johnson, a military widow whose husband was killed in Niger. Once again, this is one of those stories where Trump just can't seem to let it go. He's gone as far as claiming her recollection of the phone call is incorrect because he has one of the great memories of all time. What's your take?
Gee, what a great memory. He can't remember from one day to another what lie he's told. Look, he should just let this go, say she has a different recollection than I had. I'm really sorry. This man was a hero of our country, and we both have that in common. Let's just let it go and move on. He can't win every battle. It's silly.
And yet he can't not engage. He has to hit back over every slight, big or small, no matter who it is.
As you know, I was spending a little bit of time in the White House. That is a very busy place. There's some wheat farmer upset in Kansas. There's some storm or damage someplace. There's some missile emplacement that has to be looked at. There's something that the president has to give his attention to, including the U.S. Congress. Now, when you start giving your attention to everybody who gets shot in the military, it's very disconcerting. And how many Americans died in Las Vegas? Over 50? He hasn't given that any attention because he turned it into a publicity stunt for himself. The man is not president of the United States. He may be king of his own mountain, but he has not turned his attention to the long-term issues of the United States. And he's still fighting rear guard wars about whether he won the election or not. He just can't let it go. I've never seen anything like it. There are some people who say it's Alzheimer's. There are other people who say he just has a bad case of unbelievable sociopath capacities that are out of reach. No one seems to know what it is, but it's damaged in the United States at home and abroad.
Now, following Bob Corker, another outgoing Republican senator, Jeff Flake, has opened fire on Trump, saying he has engaged in reckless, outrageous, and undignified behavior and has degraded politics. What do you make of this mini-rebellion? So far, we've only seen it from John McCain and two Republicans who are essentially on their way out anyway. Is the party opposing Trump in any really significant sense?
Well, right now, those guys are leading the front of the charge. You haven't heard anyone in the Senate criticizing them. You haven't heard anyone in the Republican Party criticizing them. So they're the front guard. They're the people who are saying what other people think, and other people have other things that they have to guard in their own agendas. They're all thinking the same thing. This man has to go. But they don't want to put their bodies on the line here, particularly Southern senators. Now, there are two senators from Arizona, McCain and Feil, who are putting their bodies on the line because they think this man is doing damage to the United States, which is the case. So I think this is the head of a bigger storm. Now, when the Russia stuff comes out, that storm may go even bigger. Remember, here's a president who doesn't have friends in the Congress, much less allies.
Let's address Russia for a moment. Not the investigation into relations with Trump, but rather reports that the relationship between Russia and the U.S., for all the proof of Russia's interference with the last election, these relationship is at an all-time low. What do you make of this?
There are several things we have to look at here. One of them is Putin has an all-time low popularity rating in his own country. He's also supposed to step down. Now, if he does the circus he did last time, well, he steps into another job for a couple of years, but somebody else takes over, it's not just going to look bad, it's going to look stupid. He doesn't want to step down. He needs a fight with somebody. The Ukraine seems to have tamed down. His real economic system is in shambles. So a fight with the United States is something he kind of needs right now, but it needs to be on a different basis. It needs to be on an economic basis, not political warfare. So Putin is very disturbed about the United States being a nation that he can't deal with, because dealing with the United States effectively makes him look big at home. But if you have a president who's running off all over the place, you have investigations going against you, he doesn't have anybody to play ball with, and he certainly doesn't have the Chinese. So clearly there are bad relationships between Russia and the United States, but Russia doesn't have good relationships with anybody else.
And on that subject, the Steele dossier is the report we've mentioned which contains alleged details of collusion between Trump's team and Russia, along with some more, well, rather salacious tales about Trump's behavior. It's come out this week that the Clinton camp, in the lead up to the election, helped pay for this dirt digging into Trump. What do you make of these revelations?
Big deal. Remember, Trump itself said his son, if he were investigating the opponent, it would be all right. So if the Democrats are investigating the opponent, it's all right. Apparently, this is through a third party, and the third party was paying Steele for information about Trump and Russia. Everyone in the world knew Trump had some relationships in Russia. The Democrats just didn't know what they were. Clinton, having been Secretary of State, was very suspicious, and they probably did pay. Did any of that make it back into her campaign? There's no evidence of that. And even if it did, so what? The Steele dossier was also paid for by the FBI, by Mueller, and by the U.S. Congress. So if there's something there, that's the issue. If there's nothing there, then he should just let it go. But you notice how he always tries to discredit the source. He never tries to discredit the information. But every source is bad. Now this is, it was fake news, now it's real news, and he's trying to discredit it. If it's fake news, why bother?
Finally, you did say the magic word there, Mueller. National security expert Juliette Kayyem has said it is safe to say that before Thanksgiving, something is going to drop with Mueller. Basically, that news on the Russia investigation will drop before the end of November. Predictions have been a tricky game in U.S. politics right now. What's your thinking on this one?
Well, there are some things that are coming together. One of them is that Mueller has been given the word by his boss to bring in some charges because there are kind of counter issues going on in insurgent groups within the far right who are trying to discredit Mueller. So if Mueller doesn't act, his boss, Rosenstein, is worried that his whole investigation will be crippled. The second thing is there's a ripeness here that Mueller has to act fairly quickly in order for these issues not to be outside the time that it is required to file charges. In the United States, there are years. If you do something within 7 years or 3 years or 2 years, it depends on what it is. So Mueller's running out of time. The third issue is the Senate is back into this. And the Senate would like Mueller to put some more meat on the table because they're under pressure to stop his investigation. So he needs to act. Now, he has some clear targets. Whether those would be enough or not, it is not clear. Whether they lead to the president or not, that's not clear. But they'll certainly lead to the Republican Party.
Ed and I'll be back next week to talk the latest on American news and politics. Subscribe on iTunes and Wooshka to stay up to date, and show us some love on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.